China has grown by leaps and bounds during its quest for greater domestic innovation, becoming a world leader in sectors like robotics-based manufacturing and consumer software. But one of its most recent accomplishments is in an area that's considerably more basic for some people, that is called ballpoint pens. Now, the world's biggest manufacturer of ballpoint pens has finally developed its own pen tips, ending a long-term reliance on imported ones. So, tell us more about what is the big change right now?
Sure. So, Taiyuan Iron and Steel Group, or Taigang, which is based in Shanxi Province, my hometown, proudly saying it, said it has mastered the production of steel components for pen tips after trying for 5 years. Beifa, a leading stationery brand in China, is also is now testing out some pen refills made with pen nib steel, a special steel for the sixth round. The refills have to be capable of writing 8 meters without a break under the same writing angle to pass the test. Some other stationery brands like True Color have also started using the steel in their products. The steel is likely to replace imported materials completely in 2 years. Currently, more than 40 billion ballpoint pens are produced in China annually by more than 3,000 companies and 200,000 workers. But the country can only make less than 0.1 yuan on each pen, despite spending millions of dollars importing steel used to make the pen tips at 120,000 yuan per ton.
Yeesh, 1 yuan on each pen. Let's talk about how the secret was revealed for pen nib steel. A ballpoint is composed of a ball and a ball seat. The latter is the difficult part to produce, as the seat can only be made out of steel that is easy to cut while resistant to cracking while being processed. The core technique in producing such high standard steel has been an industry secretly only known to a small number of countries, including Japan and Switzerland being some of the top countries in this kind of technology. Taiyuan Iron and Steel, one of the country's biggest stainless steel makers, explained that in better pens, the cone-shaped case that holds the ball requires both special raw material and special machinery, and that's why they spent 5 years working out the appropriate mix of alloys for high-performance stainless steel and to extrude it into a wire feedstock just 2.3 millimeters thick. I think you guys are getting the idea that these things are actually quite difficult to make, though it's something maybe we've always taken for granted. You know, a pen is always so inexpensive, you don't think that maybe the technology that went behind them is such a big deal. But I think we're seeing here, you know, like, this is actually a huge deal. China's been relying on foreign raw materials for making ballpoint pen points and requires stainless steel with high performance and high precision processing. But China has lacked the key technical skills and materials until just recently. I imagine it's estimated the country has to pay $15 million every year to import more than 1,000 tons of such steel for production. So in some ways, this could be saving people a lot of money.
Yes. Well, we are not completely sure how much it's going to be saving, because we don't really know for sure how many pens 1,000 tons of such steel could be making, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And here, what's really interesting, and also I think it is opening people's eyes to something that we didn't know about, is, first of all, it's something so small, so common, that it is a pen that you use pretty much every day, has actually involved foreign imported technology. Otherwise, you simply don't get a good pen. And that is the part that a lot of people simply didn't know and went, wow, as we saw this piece of news. But why is it that China simply just couldn't make these ballpoint pen tips, let's be very exact with what's going on here, in the past? What is this very special
technology?
Yes, that basically we don't have in this country.
Well, we assume We and also our researchers have come up with several explanations according to this issue. And the first one is, like Ryan has said, even though the technology is sound very easy, it's not actually the truth, because we have to come up with the technology to be able to manufacture a very high quality steel and to make this steel a exact shape in a very small size. And that is something we only break through recently. And also there's a reason, is one other reason is that it's not really bring a huge profit by breaking through the technology, as there's not a huge market for this special kind of steel. The steel is now currently can only be used in the ballpoint pen tips. That is why maybe we don't need a lot of those, and we can get those from import. So we're not doing the breakthrough. Well, we were not doing the breakthrough.
So are we saying that this is not like a technology that can be widely used in other areas, but it's just one very specific technology? That why can't we just rely on imports? Is it one of those situations that Chinese people just get super nationalistic about, that everything should be made in China? Or what's the downside of, you know, having it imported? Why not just have it imported then?
My personal opinion would be because it has created a not really good, I'm going to say, bad image for China's manufacturing. That is to say, we used to think everything's made in China, but that exact example has been brought up a year ago, and people are saying we cannot even make ballpoint pen tips. That is a sign or a symbol of Chinese manufacturing being big but not good. And we wanted to correct that and giving our people a sense that with proper development, we can actually change that image. We are breaking through all the technology. And if you pay your time and energy, if you spend them onto right things, we can do this. So being innovative and try to stop the loopholes in the whole industrial link is doable.
Okay, well, this does open a chapter to new possibilities, I suppose. And I think, although some people hold the argument that this is such a small thing, it's almost neglected and it doesn't really matter. Actually, I have a very strong and opposite argument towards that, mm-hmm. because I do think that the devil is always in the details. And I happen to have used one of those Japanese pens. I think it's produced by Muji. And I was astounded by how smooth I could write in a pen. It's just a pen. Mm-hmm. I was just leaving a note for Ryan or Neil Honglin, you know, right before the show. Nothing big. But I was stunned by how good a pen could be. And then that was a different experience as I have used other pens. So maybe this is a very small thing, but this is a small window for you to look at something bigger. That what about other industries? What about other areas in manufacturing when the same problem prevails in China? That is, I think often we build something big and the numbers look great. And look at the steel production, iron production in this country. It is second to none. But when you look into the details and look at the quality of many different parts of manufacturing and even in construction in China, and then you see that things are crumbling. And that is the part I think frustrates Chinese people. And that is the part that why it got the attention of so many Chinese people. That is, we tend to look at the small trivialities, but we see the bigger picture and we see what's lacking in the bigger picture. And that's the part that I think actually needs our attention.
I think this was a silly investment for a silly payoff. When countries already command the technology and have for so long, where you have just stumbled upon to it. I mean, sure, yes, that's great that you have this technology, but after you say you have it, you only have what people have had for 30 years longer than you that maybe have perfected. I think innovation goes beyond what other people have done and trying to innovate the same thing, that's only, in a way, trying to replicate someone else's technology, not really innovate. Innovation happens when you say, okay, nobody's really using pens anymore. If I want to contact someone across the world, I'm going to send them a digital message. And that's where you try to improve communication standards with new technology. Quantum communication is something that I believe the country is investing in. These kind of things require more time and money to be spent into them rather than something as trivial as a pen. I mean, sure, pens are nice, and you described your experience with this ballpoint Muji pen, but how practical is it for you to use that pen for your day in, day out activities? I guarantee you probably don't use that half as much as you use your cellular phone to send a message or an email or answer a call. Pens are something that were used a long time ago as a main, maybe an important point of technology, but now, I mean, we have mechanical pencils that can erase as well, markers, these kinds of things. It's not necessarily a crucial technology that I think needed the time and effort, those being 5 years, especially for a payoff that is only 0.1 yuan on each pen. In the future, ballpoint pen technology isn't going to make you money when everybody's using Google Glass and nobody's writing anything down.
Yeah, I understand when you say innovation is very important. And I agree with you that innovation is important, but craftsmanship is also very important. That is to say, we need to be innovative. We need to create new things, break through new technologies, but we also need to be very patient on what we are doing right now. And only by, let's say, delegating your whole life into one small things, will you be able to create new things? Will you be able to better your technology into making a further step?
To an extent, I tend to think in the bigger picture, and that is, in the entire world, if everybody just started the same race and raced for ballpoint pen technology one after the other, we'd actually have very little innovation because everybody would try to be doing the same thing everybody else is doing. That is, if I see some guy like this, the Swiss, running in the direction of ballpoint pen technology, maybe I'm going to run in the direction of making a keyboard that's sensory touch, or that I can plug something on my head and suddenly I can type just using my thoughts. These kind of things. Perfecting maybe a Siri type technology. These things, so that my competitors that are still using ballpoint pens, when I come out with this new Siri technology that can translate all languages and write fluently in them and make very little mistakes, that will be the technology that innovates so much further than a ballpoint pen steel thing.
Oh, what an eloquent speech given by Ryan Price. And I do appreciate it very much. And oh, for a second, I was mesmerized, but I don't agree with you at all.
Okay. No.
No. Ryan, yeah. You're absolutely correct in wanting to look at the big picture. And I think it's important to see what other countries, what other people, companies are doing, especially in the sense of R&D, that's research and development, and try not to repeat the process using more energy and money, and to some extent that could be a waste. I do agree with you in that sense. But however, in China, I think we should stop looking at just the big picture. Look at the way we have developed in the last 30 years on the road of modernization and in the name of development. We've only looked at the big picture. What China needs is more people to look at the detail and not be losing your focus when you're just looking at the big number of growth, as you're missing out so much and losing out on so much along the way. And that includes not being able to develop your own little ball pen point or the tip of it. As I tend to look at the different industries in this country that often there isn't that attention given to the small details. And it is the small details, if you perfect it, that will significantly increase efficiency and user experience in so many different ways. I would actually even go as further to say that in China we lack, or let's say there is an absence of perfection. And that's the part when we go to countries like Switzerland or Japan, and we are shocked and we are stunned. But there are people, I would quote Niu Honglin again, devoting their lives to one simple thing that could be making that pen, or that could be making the best tempura in the world, or making the best toilet in the world, when the toilet seat cover is so smooth, when the water is coming out at the exact right speed and tension, that your butt feels so great. Okay. You don't get that here. Why is that?
But don't you think that also that's a linear way of thinking, that it's just to be good at one thing, ballpoint pens, and that is the future? Yes, I agree. Their craftsmanship in certain things like watches and pens, it's nice. But I have a very nice digital Fitbit watch that is innovative, that reads my heartbeat, and that's for my everyday practical use. More people are buying those. Sure, this is maybe a status thing, it's nice, but in the grand scheme of things, it's not innovating any new technology. When you have a Swiss watch that has been made out of diamonds and quartz and whatever, super nice things, for 200 years. That doesn't create innovation. And I think as a country, you should say, okay, how many other countries are trying to innovate and in what areas? And look at those. Is anybody trying to innovate on the ballpoint pen or the brush? Like, that's, I just feel like those are dying technologies. We need to look towards the future.
If you want to look at the bigger picture, let's look at the big picture here. We all know that in 2016, the growth rate of China's economy is slowing down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this reform of the economic growing structure. And now let's take a look at steel. We're producing a lot of steel, but they can only be sold in a very low price. That is because they are not high quality steel, and they can't be used in a lot of high technology needed kind of industry or product. And by creating or breaking through this technology, we're one step further into creating high quality steel, and that feeds the industrial capacity decrease kind of trend. And that is important. Chinese people tend to, like He Yang said, look at the bigger picture and trying to make the number beautiful. And that is like a technology building full of vacant. And we need to fill that vacant to make the building solid and can be there in the future.
What kind is that? What you're using this steel for? Is that what the ballpoint 10? I don't think it's as lucrative of a steel as you think. I don't think it's used in so many buildings and whatnot. I think it's learning how to get tensile strength, which is the smallest amount of steel, as strong as possible. Maybe you have something there, but we can only guess.
We can only guess.
What we do know is that the point of them trying to discover this technology, as they have told us, is to figure out how to make ballpoint pens, which, honestly, in the grand scheme of things, sounds pretty pointless.
Well,
oh, no pun intended. Also, I do want to say that if there is a secret steel thing that they're going after, why not say it? So people could be like, oh, that makes sense. That's really great.
Okay, well, what a heated discussion. You guys are at each other's throats, and it's wonderful seeing that. Yes, what a heated discussion. Actually,
I feel like a gladiator in here sometimes.
Me too.
You're like the Roman emperor urging us on.
I still have things to say, just so you know.
And for sure, I think both of you hold very, very strong position. And Ryan, actually, I'm sorry to say, I don't agree with you again.
You've been saying that the entire conversation. No, be sorry.
Okay. So basically, I think you said earlier that, you know, this is probably investing into a technology that is maybe useless or with very little worth.
Right.
But often with innovation and technology taking it to the next step, scientists, technicians don't know what the end point is. It's about you just You try your best, you devote your attention and your skill into making this thing in front of you, and you don't know how far it will go, what it will end up. And that's how human innovation has always went forward, because you just need to do that thing in front of you. So maybe it will be transferred into a completely different industry. That is how human being propel.
Wrong. If the human race all wanted ballpoint pens, we would all have them. Someone said, let them have the ballpoint pens. We're going to make something better and different.
How do you know we haven't?
No.
Or you haven't.
Okay, no. This is the idea. You say, okay, they make quality things. I'm a country. Let's say I'm the U.S. I say, I'm going to make Microsoft. It's going to be used around the world. We'll become one of the most successful companies. People will print, type, and use word processor more than ever writing a letter physically again.
Okay, yes, okay. There is a lot of change going on in today's society. Who knows? Maybe one day paper and pen will be obsolete. But in the near future, don't see that coming just yet, Ryan. But yes, again, I just like to reiterate one thing, that one day I like to see China building grandiose
Me too.
Projects, and when you scratch the surface, it is not a pile of undesirable stuff
Pens.
Underneath. When more attention can be given to these substances and give us the experience of perfection, you're listening to Roundtable.